Jesus lost many disciples when he crossed into the holy place in the Gospel of John. They refused to walk with Jesus, but Jesus continued to reveal the great I Am. The one God who spoke to Moses in revealing himself as the I Am. Here Jesus, in the Gospel of John, and let's trace it all. In the Gospel of John 6, we have said in verse 35, he says, I am the bread of life. And then in John 8, verse 12, that's where all the I Am's begin to come up. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Then in John chapter 9, Gospel of John chapter 9, verse 5, he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then chapter 10, which is quoted quite frequently, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Now we also know in verse 9, Jesus said, I am the door. But those are related, which we're going to see how they are related. I'm the door, I'm the good shepherd is talking in the same sense. So we are lumping it together. I am the good shepherd. He's revealing the I Am's of God. Then in chapter 11, verse 25, it's in this middle section that you find the great I Am's. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. See, I am the resurrection and the life. And then chapter 14, verse 6. Chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. And he ends in chapter 16, the middle section. So in the middle section, we should classify as the holy place. We find in the holy place, the table of showbread. That's in chapter 6. Jesus say, talk about bread. You begin to move in the table of showbread. Then in chapter 7, you find the rivers of water, the candlestick that represent the Holy Spirit of God. Now here, the manifestation of the Spirit and the wells of water are different. A river and a well are different. Here, Jesus say in John chapter 7, he who is thirsty, let him drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers, not just one river, rivers. They talk about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Over there in the outer court, all they have is a new birth. Here they talk about the candlestick moving into the giftings of the Holy Spirit. Now, notice this. Every time Jesus say, and I am, there is something to draw from him. Or something that he has done to demonstrate who he is. When Jesus said, I am the bread of life, it is because he has done that miracle of multiplying the bread. And he's showing them that there is a true bread, and if you have the true bread, you will have bread, natural bread all the time provided for you. So it is in light. Every miracle of Jesus, every act of God is a demonstration of His nature, and there is a purpose behind it. When God does something, it reveals something. Some part of Himself is revealed. At other times, Jesus declared first. Jesus forgave the woman who was in sin and asked her to sin no more. See, forgiveness is to remove, not just to say that you could keep on doing it. And Jesus told her, go and sin no more. Then Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And the light has come to remove darkness out of our life. And then when Jesus declared that he is the resurrection and the life, he went on and he raised up He raised up Lazarus from the dead. And then one more time with a blind man. That was in John 9. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And He took clay and put it on the blind man and he saw. We see here that when someone did not understand much about God, and one of His disciples asked Him about God, the Father, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, because that person need to understand that only through Jesus can he come to God and understand God. So every time Jesus revealed an I am, it is a reference to a need of man. Something we could draw from. Now there's a principle here that unless we know who we are as a church in God, we cannot demonstrate the love and the grace and the blessings of God that God has for the world. Jesus knew who He was and who He is and who He is to come. The I Am's of God are tied up to the redemption names of God. See, here in the outer court, all you have is a beginning. Just beginning of a relationship. And God invites us to enter the first veil so that we could have a relationship with God based on His redemptive name. And all the redemptive names of God, we could trace them in the book of Psalms and take that as our text. You find Psalms 23 between John chapter 6 to John chapter 16. In Psalms 23... let's read Psalms 23 and take that as a comparison. There are actually many more places you could find it grouped together. I thought that would be a familiar one. In John chapter 1, Psalms chapter 23. Psalms 23 verse 1. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Ra'a, the Lord is my shepherd. The Hebrew word for shepherd is the word Ra'a. Jehovah Ra'a, the Lord is my shepherd. Then he says, I shall not want. Jehovah Jireh. Everyone say, Jehovah Jireh. He says in verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Stillness speaks about peace. Jehovah Shalom. Let's say it. Jehovah Shalom. And then we have in verse 3, He restores my soul. Same word, restore, renew, refresh, heal. He restores my soul. Jehovah Rapha. Say Jehovah Rapha. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Everybody knows Jehovah Jireh. But what is the Lord my righteousness? Everybody knows Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. But there are some Jehovahs that we don't quite know. We can't pronounce it. Jehovah Sitkenu, however to pronounce it. Jehovah Sitkenu, say Jehovah Sitkenu. The Lord is my righteousness. And then we see here in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The Lord is with us, Jehovah Shammah. Say, the Lord is with me. Jehovah Shammah. And then in Psalms 23, verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In other words, you triumph over your enemies. You have a table in the presence of your enemies. The Lord your banner, Jehovah Nisi. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, all the names of God, the redemptive names, are found in the I Am's. You see, in John chapter 6, John 6, verse 35, when he says, I am the bread of life, he is saying that I am your provider. I can meet your needs. I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am Jehovah Jireh to you. And here, he's trying to tell these people that he could meet their needs if they would just come deeper to him. And they would never have to keep in that physical state that they are always, you know, having being in need all the time. If they will get into a relationship with God, with Jesus and with the Father, they will have their needs constantly provided for. And in the revelation, this is what the Gospel of John brings forth. It reveals to us how to tap on Jehovah Jireh. That is where it requires further study. Knowing that when Jesus says, I'm the bread of life, it means that He is Jehovah Jireh to us. And here are just a few of those principles to tap on. John chapter 6, verse 51, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, you have to eat of this bread. How do I eat of this bread, and what is the bread? Jesus defined it in verse 53. It is the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Matthew 4 verse 4. Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema that proceeds from the mouth of God. That means the daily words that God speaks. He didn't say by the Logos alone, but by the every rhema that God speaks every day as we come to God in the Logos, in the written word. We are seeking to draw from Him. Lord, what are you saying to me? Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And you come before God in prayer. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. As you walk along the pathway and you keep meditating on the Word of God, you keep digesting in the Word of God, you are trying to say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. What would you have me to do? Every day we must live by that. And we will have all our needs provided. That's Jesus, the bread of life. He's teaching us the secret of Jehovah Jireh. You cannot get your provision if you don't get God's commandments right. There is no provision unless you get the Word. The Word brings the provision of God. There are a lot of people trying to claim Jehovah Jireh for many different things and many different needs, and they never get their needs met because Jehovah Jireh manifests through His Word. What part of the Word are you bringing forth in your life? Jehovah Jireh. Then we have the other redemptive names of God manifested here in chapter 8, verse 12. In forgiving the woman, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, in verse 12. Now He is demonstrating that He is righteousness. He is a righteous one. He cleanses from sin. He cleanses from unrighteousness. He forgives sins. I am the light of the world. It is Jehovah Sikeno, God, our righteousness. I am your righteousness. He is the woman's righteousness. He imparted into her and said, do not sin any longer. But there is a strange occurrence here. It occurs twice for a different thing. You see, in John chapter 9, He declares the same sentence in verse 5, and He says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Now He's declaring that I am the light of the world in the same way, but in a different demonstration. Verse 6, when He had said these things, if you know God well enough, one of the most important principles in the way God operates is that before God does something, He says something. He may have said it earlier, He may have said it just before, but He will always say it before He does it. Sometimes He has prophets to prophesy it before He does it. Sometimes He Himself declares it. Sometimes the declaration is a long time before it takes place. Sometimes, like in this case, just before He did it, He declares it. We need to understand the nature of God. That every time when God works, we need to declare it. We need to agree with God. We need to say what God says. Get into agreement with God. There are a lot of people who face mountains. They will do everything against the mountains, but they never declare it. They never say it. One of the most important truths in faith is to understand that faith needs to be spoken.